Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. A word of welcome also to our families and friends who are watching us, following us through the television, radio, or internet. We gather as a family of faith today on the 6th Sunday of the Easter season. Jesus reminds us of the commandments to love. The greatest love Jesus reminds us is to lay down our lives for the one we love. We ask the Lord in this Eucharist to increase our virtues of charity, and for our lack of love for God and each other, we ask God now for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that we may celebrate with heartfelt devotion these days of joy, which we keep in honor of the risen Lord, and that what we relive in remembrance, we may always hold to in what we do. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and, falling at his feet, paid him homage. Peter, however, raised him up, saying, "Get up. I myself am also a human being." Then Peter proceeded to speak and said, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him." While Peter was still speaking these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those listening to the word. The circumcised believers who had accompanied Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they could hear them speaking in tongues and glorifying God. Then Peter responded, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit even as we have?" He ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Saving power, his saving. A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. And this is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. The word of the Lord. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another. The Gospel of the Lord.
On this sixth Sunday of the Easter season, all the readings today is one of love. The theme is on love itself. And love, as we know, comes from God. And from God, love is perfect. But once it comes to us, we tend to warp and we change it, we twist it to fit our needs. Case in point, there's a letter written by a young lady named Mary. And she wrote this letter to John, and it goes something like this. She said, "No words could ever express the great unhappiness I have felt since I broke off our engagement. Please say that you will take me back. No one could ever take your place in my life and in my heart. So please forgive me. I love you. I love you. I love you. Forever yours, Mary." And then she added, "P.S. Congratulations on winning the $100 million lottery." Perhaps a story like this encouraged people, especially singers and songwriters, to write songs just like love itself. In the case of Tina Turner, she sings a song to say, "What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? Love is nothing but a secondhand emotion." Perhaps a lot of singers nowadays would be on the opposite spectrum of what Tina Turner was saying. See, she was a Buddhist. And for a Buddhist, passion and love tends to stand in the way of the path to enlightenment. Perhaps Jesus too would be on the opposite spectrum of Tina Turner, because Jesus' whole life is one of love. At Christmas, when he was born, although we just so ooh and ah over all this, the manger scene, it's actually a very radical love, a love of the God from the heavens, who the Almighty God, who loved us so much that he abandoned everything to come down to be one like us in the form of a little baby. His first day on earth in a manger, they call it the radical love. His last day on earth, another radical love, hanging on the tree because he loved us. The reason Christ was born, suffered, died, and rode for us, all because he loved us. The love of God is perfect, but when it comes down to us, not so perfect, because we tend to have different definitions, different category of love even. Useful love, friendship love, conditional love, unconditional love. But today, Jesus tells us the greatest love of all these is for a person to lay his or her life down for his or her friend. What is love then? An ethicist named Gustafson, first name was James, he kind of defined love or illustrate love in this way. He said, "Love is like a greased pig at a country fair. A term that's so loose that can mean many things to many different people." Indeed, we all have different type of loves that we know of. But as followers of Jesus, we imitate Christ the most when we love like He loves. By imitating Jesus, Jesus reminding us that the greatest love for us to have for God and for each other is when we sacrifice our own life for those whom we love. And those who have not only heeded this teaching, the commandment of love, and applied in their lives, they are today venerated as saints. Beginning with Jesus to the apostles, of course, Jesus showed how much He loved us through His birth and His death. The apostles, the 11 that remained, 10 of them, because of the love of Jesus, they willingly died to proclaim this love for God. They were all martyred. Some got filleted, all the skin alive. Still others crucified upside down, and James crucified sideways. They're all called saints. And from Maximilian Kolbe, whom we all heard of his stories in the camp at Auschwitz, where he just replaced a man who was married and died in his place, to another probably we never heard of, Private Joseph Soltz. It was during World War II when, as you know, Hitler, his 56 years in life, he have caused so much violence and death and destruction. But among all these violence, there were pinpoint of lights of goodness from the people within. And Private Soltz was one of them. He was a German soldier, a private. And one day he got transferred to Yugoslavia, have a concentration camp there too. And as he was watching over the people in the camp, one day his sergeant called out the eight names of eight soldiers, and Private Joseph Soltz was one of them. They all have to hitch up their guns, and they walked for miles, not knowing what their mission was, until they went around the hill and they saw and they realized what the mission was. There were eight prisoners, all Yugoslavian, five men, three women, standing in a straight line. And they were about 50 feet away from the prisoners. The sergeants heard them, tell them to stop, and then he told the soldiers to get ready, aim, and before he could yell, shoot, Private Joseph Soltz's guns fell to the ground. But, and he started walking 50 feet toward the eight prisoners. And he was commanded to stop by his own sergeant, but he pretended as though he didn't hear it. He kept walking. And when he reached the eight prisoners, he stood in the middle of them, extended his hand, and he held their hands, to which the sergeants yelled, fired. And there were volleys of fires, bullets, and all of them fell down. The eight prisoners, along with Private Joseph. His blood mingled with that of the prisoners. Found from his body was an excerpt from St. Paul, and it reads something like this. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Private Joseph Soltz, although he's not a canonized saint, nobody ever heard of him, but I think he's a saint because he has learned to love with the greatest love there is, lay his life down, not just for his friends, but for the prisoners he did not know. We ask the Lord during this Mass and throughout this week to help increase our virtues of love and charity, that we might be able to love God and each other with the same love that God has loved us, to lay down our lives for those whom we love. Let us now stand and pray. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Jesus told his disciples that they should bear fruit, so that whatever they ask the Father in his name, he may give to them. With this in mind, we confidently ask God to hear our prayers and respond to our needs.
For the mission of the church, that we may all express the self-sacrificing love of Jesus in our actions with one another, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who do not enjoy the comfort and security of a decent place to live, that they may be looked upon with love and generosity by others, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all families, that spouses, parents, and children, brothers and sisters, and other relatives may treat each other with the love Jesus modeled with his disciples, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our family members who have died, especially Teresa Sanchez, may be welcome into eternal life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the people of Corpus Christi Cathedral, and for the eternal repose of the souls of Frank Garza Jr., Phoebe Hatch, Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, Robert E. Hagelin Jr., Katie Marsh, Maria Juanita Rivera, and Elizabeth All Hammer, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. O loving God, we are grateful for you sending us your Son as expiation for our sins. Grant us the grace to pass your divine love on to others who are all brothers and sisters in your family. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. May our prayers rise up to you, O Lord, together with the sacrificial offerings, so that purified by your graciousness, we may be conformed to the mysteries of your mighty love, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times we acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. He never ceases to offer himself for us, but defends us, and ever pleads our cause before you. He is a sacrificial victim who dies no more, the Lamb once slain who lives forever. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic host sing together in a hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy and to be glorified, O God, who love the human race and who always walk with us on the journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son, present in our midst when we are gathered by his love. And when as once for the disciples, so now for us, he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father most merciful, we ask that you send forth your Holy Spirit to sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, on the night of the Last Supper, he took bread and said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, gave you thanks, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we
Therefore, Holy Father, as we celebrate the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Savior, whom you led through his passion and death on the cross to the glory of the resurrection, and whom you have seated at your right hand, we proclaim the work of your love until he comes again, and we offer you the bread of life and the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on the oblation of your church, in which we show forth the paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us, and grant that by the power of the Spirit of your love, we may be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in whose body and blood we have communion. And so, having called us to your table, Lord, confirm us in unity, so that together with Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, with all bishops, priests, and deacons, and your entire people, as we walk your ways with faith and hope, we may strive to bring joy and trust into the world. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of your Christ, and all the dead whose faith you alone have known. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face, and in the resurrection, give them the fullness of life. Grant also to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, that we may come to an eternal dwelling place and live with you forever. There, in communion with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the apostles and martyrs, and with all the saints, we shall praise and exalt you through Jesus Christ, your Son. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with you. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace indeed. Thank you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of my Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.